The conference will now begin.
Hey, Heather, welcome back. Welcome back to the Kudos Tovos, to taking this 10 minutes, which was supposed to be a 10 minutes that we were, you know, in the city or in our work at some place, and try to take 10 minutes out and try to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzadikim, Shem Tov, with Tachas Koritzer, with Yitzhak Ben Tarasasha, with Nachem, with Rabbi Nelson, just all the Tzadikim, to not even mention their names during the middle of the day, the Dibbe Chaim, of Shmelke, the Chodim, the Gluim, Yira Kodesh, Abderov, the Baal Tanya, just to mention their names, the Mendel of Kutsk. It brings out some of the Nekudas into our lives. It's supposed to be that we'd be at work somewhere else, but we're not right now. Right now, some of us are at work, some of us are not at work. Mostly in our homes, but we still go weiter. We still go weiter. And we'll be discussing the Kutei Halachos, again, using the Bereshis Research Institute's edition, the new volume that just came out. On page 39, and we turn the page, we're going to page 40 today. We've been discussing, of course, the Sugya of Nekudas Tovos and how we've defined that, and that's the key to Simcha, the key to Tshuva, the key to Tfilo. The key to life itself. You've got to wake up a bokeh, to wake up like a lion in the morning, to start our mornings properly. You need the Nekudas Tovos to search within oneself, to search within others, to don ourselves the kazakhos, to don others the kazakhos. Have a positive, optimistic, the glass is half full outlook on life. Not to be down, not to be depressed, to be happy, to be up. Listen to music, to Torah, to smell good smells. To jump up and down, to have vitamin S, the vitamin of Simcha, the vitamin of the sun, to thank the Kodesh Baruch for everything that we have. This is the Sugya of Nekudas Tovos. And it's a gewaldic way to live. It's a life of nigun. It's a life of shira. It's a life of tefillah. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to connect to that Nekuda that Rabbi Nachman is teaching us from Rabbi Nachman. Zchus Yogin Aleinu. And with that, we go weiter. We're on page 40. So Rabbi Nachman tells us that this whole union of the Nekudas Tovos and the connection to the Berurim we were discussing yesterday, to Mevarer, Shekhinah's Mevarer's Berurim, that in this world, like we said, in this world there are sparks of light that have been captured, that have encapsulated, that are surrounded by klipos, that we need to break them out. And we break them out by Torah and Tfilah specifically, but of course always we know that everything in the physical world, even those things that look mundane, they're only mundane on the outside on the klipos, but inside everything mamish. Inside everything that you think is mundane is kodesh kadosh mamish. There's a nekudah velikos within everything. And there's hidden sparks of light that fell from the beginning of time that a kodesh baruch wants us to discover, to look for, to find. And we have that union, that avoda, the trends of avoda in the world, but it's also within ourselves. That we have many fallen sparks in our own life that we need to find. There's many klipas, there's dirt, there's dust, there's ash from being burned, from being spit on, from being put down, whether it's by others or by ourselves. And therefore, those Nekudas Tovos, those gems, those diamonds, which we know every diamond, every piece of gold, you have to dig deep to get. They don't grow on trees. They grow deep in the darkest, dirtiest places in the entire world. That's where you find the gem. And you just have to dust it off. You just have to clean it off. And once you do clean it off, and it's the most kabbalistic gem in the whole world. It's worth millions upon millions of dollars. People saw Parnassus come from going into the deep, dark chambers, the tunnels, the caverns, and finding this gold and these gems, which are always there. They just needed to be found and cleaned off. And that's the sugya that Kudus tells us. So it says something else on page 40, because they're going to say their hatfil. This is the whole meaning of our tefil. Shachas. Shebitchila omun kabbalat ha'keter. At the beginning of our tefillah, we say that which sometimes people just rush through, karbanos and keteres, which nowadays keteres is very popular. It should always stay popular. It always was popular. And look at number 39, because we have to learn deep. And Rabbi Kramer and the rest of the Research Institute, Chevro, gave us beautiful notes to try to deepen our understanding of Torah and of the world. And as I said a few days ago, we need to start entering into the world of Pinimius. It's the only way. It's the only way before Mashiach that we're really going to understand and have perceived values differently and to understand what's going on nowadays. And even if this wasn't happening, this whole union, we still need to understand the world in a deeper way as we get ready for Mashiach. Number 39, page 40, number 39 on the bottom. Kabbalah teaches that we begin the Shacharis prayer, standing in the world of Asiya. There are four worlds. There's the world of Asiya, there's the world of Yetzirah, there was the world of Bria, and the world of Atzilus. And these four worlds mean a lot of different things, and therefore you have to learn Pnimius HaTorah in order to understand the amkus, the depth of each world. But as we start with our chakras, our Tefillah chakras is an ascension. It's to first ascend from the lowest world to the highest world, and then after Shemana Esther, which is the highest world, of course, and to go back down the worlds, and then enter into the reality of our life and to go weiter in our day. So in chakras, we start standing in the world of Asiya with the recital of the Karbonos and the Ketoros passages. By reciting Pesukei Dezimra, the second section of chakras, where we start to sing a little bit, enter into the world of Tehillim, we enter the world of Yetzirah, more of an emotional connection. With the blessings of Kriya Shema in the third section, we ascend to the world of Bria, more of a world of thought, of deep contemplation. Finally, with the Shemana Esrei, we advance to the world of Atzilus, Kaldum HaMadat, Jezion HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzilus. There's a tremendous process of ascension that we're supposed to be taking during Tefillah. Unfortunately, it goes a little bit too fast sometimes to appreciate. We have to learn Tefillah. What exactly is Shachar? It's an ascension and then a descension. An ascend and a descend, going up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and then bringing down from a Kadosh Baruch Hu back into this world. In the remainder of this section of this discourse, Rabbi Nachman will demonstrate that the order in which Chazal arranged the four sections of chakras parallels the four stages of the good points. Ascents from klipot and transformation into dibur, perfected speech, we'll see going forward. So Rabbi Nachman says, at the beginning of tefillah, which is karbanos and keteres, which is seemingly the lowest level of all the masiyah, shein b'chin is beirurim. We need to separate good from bad. In this world, there's a lot of good, but there's also a lot of bad. And all that has to be separated with hadas, to separate, to take the good, to throw away the bad, the psoilus. Shemoit inu mevarim nekudas tovos afilu mechimas behemis. Behemis. We need to mevar those nekudas tovos from the behemis of behemis, the karbonos, the shech, and to bring an animal on the altar and to have the fire go up and to burn the reich nechol of those that are baruch hu. Mitachas ha'asiyah, that's the purpose of this world, ki adua, ki the ikku behemis of karbon, the hawas made behemis of the. The purpose of Karbanos is to go from Behema to Adam. We need Mevarer. Within our body, we have a goof and within the Shem. And we need to Mevarer and to see where is the goof, where is the Bahamias, the Nevesh Bahamias, and where is the Nefesh Elikus. And when we are Mevarer at the end of the day, then we can bring it back together in a beautiful way. And all of your eating and all of your sleep and all your taivas and all of the union of Gashmias can be elevated. Can be elevated. That's the goal. Says Rabbi Nachman, Zevachim is Keteres. Is the same thing in the Ketoros Ha'ibahem Chelbana. We know that the Chelbana was the 11th spice in the Ketoros, that amazing avoda, the most pleasing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chelbana was very interesting because it had a ruach, right? It smelled bad. It was pungent. It didn't make sense. It did not make sense that it was part of Ketoros, which is a beautiful smell. The Ha'inu Shemivana Motan HaTov HaFilu L'Poshi Yisrael, but you're not really enough. It teaches us the same inyan, that we have to know that even the Chelbana, those who sin, those who smell bad, they still have a Nekudas Taiva. They still are included in the Ketores, the Chinas Chalbana. Ukamo Shalom, the Rav Asin HaChazal tell us, increases an unbelievable name of Chazal, underline this a million times. Gemara increases says, Kol tefillah she'en ba mitfilas poshe Yisrael, eina tefillah. If you have a minion, and you don't include the poshe Yisrael, then it's not a tefillah. Something's lacking. Of course, you have to learn that Gemara be'in. You have to understand what that name is telling you. But it's also telling us that a person davens, but he's not finding within himself the Nekudas Tovos, even though he might be some part of Poshe Yisrael, certain parts of his life he might have made mistakes in, but he's not willing to enter that in and allow the part of himself in to know that it's okay, it's going to be okay, then it's not a tefillah. Then you're not davening. Ki ikra tefillah b'chinas ha'keteres, because the main tefillah, the inyan of ha'keteres, ayidei shemevar nemot Nekudas Tovos, to find the Nekudas Tovos, even the Poshe Yisrael, the Bechinas Chalbana. On number 43 on the bottom, he says the 11 spices of the incense offering of the Keteres were each ground separately and then blended together into a special mixture to be burned exclusively in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Keteres. Chazal teach that the ten of these spices had pleasant fragrances, while the 11th spice, the Chalbana, which is Gematria Haman, had an unpleasant odor. Why then was the Chalbana included in the Keteres? Doesn't make any sense. Chazal teach that a congregation is not a congregation. Its fasts and its prayers are ineffective. We're davening, we're fasting now, but they will be ineffective unless its number also includes sinners, to bring them up Of course they have to do tshuva. We're not oblivious to the fact that a person can sin and needs to work on himself. But we need to bring them up. We have to be careful with them, of course. We need to bring them up, not to overlook, but to look deep. Just as the chelban is necessary to give the other spices exactly the right pungency for a congregation's prayer to be efficacious, they must include the prayers of someone who has fallen and now yearns to do tshuva. So we're not talking about a sinner who's not stopping from his sins. We're talking about a sinner who's now looking to do tshuva, just doesn't know what to do, and he's fallen and he can't get up. Nothing brings greater glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, than when those who are far return to Him. Rabbi Nachman says that many times. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His tshuva, how can we not include Him in a minyan? How can we not include the parts of us that are far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we not include that part of us in tefillah and to be happy through the simcha? And so Rabbi Nachman will finish off. Zebuchinas, Achad Asar, Samanik Tzeres, that's why we have 11 parts of the Tzeres. Hayinu Asar, Samanik Tzeres, there's 10 Samanim, beautiful smelling, there's a Kesen, a Chacham, and a Bina, and a Chesen, and a Gemara, and that's a Chod Yisoid, and a Malchus. There's 10 beautiful, beautiful parts of the Keteres, Chutz and Chalbana. Zebuchinat Asarim and Izimah, those are the 10 types of song, the 10 words in Tehillim that means song that Rabbi Nachman created, they're taking clothing based on. Shehem Nasim, Adeshim, Avarim, Motin, I tell you, close to yourself. But only created, they're only found when you refine, when you find within those Poshe Yisrael, the Tov. We should be able to find within ourselves and find everybody in all the dark parts of our life, to find that the darkest parts of our life is when a Kaddish Baruch Hu really, really wants the best from us. When He's showing His love, when even though He's stepping back from us, when we have to make a tzimtzum, to know that it's for our benefit, it's to make us better. We should be able to find that, and with that we'll bring the Gula Shleimah.